This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد. The blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us are many and countless. وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْسُوهَا. If you are to try to sit and count and enumerate the blessings of Allah, you would never be able to do so. And so among the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in one surah in the Quran. Countless number of blessings upon us human beings. And that's why this surah is referred to as Surah An-Ni'am, the surah of blessings. And that is Surah An-Nahl. And so I just want to mention one blessing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in this surah. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Wallahu ja'ala lakum min buyutikum sakana. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made for you homes as a place of rest. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made for you homes as a place to rest in. And so our homes that we live in are meant to be a place of comfort, a place to rest in, a place to relax in, to get away from the hassle and the hardships of our worldly lives, to be with our loved ones and cherish those moments with them. And so if you were to reflect over those who don't have homes to live in, whether they are homeless on the streets or whether they be those living in refugee camps, living in temporary homes, when you see that, you realize this blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the fact that He has given you a home to live in. However, having said that, although many of us may have a physical home to live in, we do not find what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions here in this ayah, which is the purpose of these homes. And that is sakanan, a place to rest in, a place to find comfort in. And so although we may have a physical home to live in, we do not find comfort in that home. Instead, our homes have become places of feuds, of battles, of hostility, of grudges, and an overall toxic atmosphere. And so unfortunately, this has only increased over the years. And the numbers are shocking. The number of homes in which you find this hostility, where you find couples fighting each other, husbands fighting with their wives, wives fighting with their husbands, parents fighting with their children, children fighting with their parents, siblings, brothers against sisters and against brothers, and sisters against brothers and their sisters, leading to breakups of families. And so our homes, which are meant to be a place in which we come together in, a place to find comfort and peace, they have turned into war zones, which is why many who are affected by this directly, they are victims of these fights and these feuds, many of them, they would rather spend time away from home, on the streets, rather than looking forward to going home. And so, my dear brothers and sisters, although there are many reasons for this, and we can mention an entire list of reasons for why we find our homes in this state, at the top of the list, we find a lack of taqwa, a lack of the consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where each and every single one of us, we have responsibilities upon us, but we're not fulfilling those responsibilities. Why? Because of a lack of taqwa. Which is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us, whenever He talks about where there is the potential breakup of a family, a divorce, whenever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about at-talaq in the Quran, He always mentions at-taqwa. And so we can mention an entire list of reasons for these feuds and fights that exist at home. However, there is one that I want to focus on. That is one of the leading causes, and that is our external enemy, our mutual enemy, who vowed on making sure that relationships are poisoned and broken and replace the unity and the mutual love with enmity and hostility. And that is our open enemy, Shaitan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions this about Shaitan, that this is one of his goals. إِنَّمَا يُرِيدُ الشَّيْطَانُ أَن يُوقِعَ بَيْنَكُمُ الْعَدَاوَةَ وَالْبَغْضَاءَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that Shaitan, what he wants, what he aims for, what he desires, is to stir up enmity and hatred between us. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَقُلْ لِعِبَادِي يَقُولُ الَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنُ. O Muhammad, say to them, say to my servants, let them say only that which is good. If you want to say anything, say that which is good. Don't let any evil or hurtful words to come out from your mouth. But now if you're on the receiving end of that, then Allah reminds us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us, إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ يَنْزَغُ بَيْنَهُمْ. Shaitan wants to stir up conflict between them. This is his aim. إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ كَانَ لِلْإِنسَانِ عَدُوًا مُبِينًا. and shaitan is nothing but an open enemy to man. And we also see this in the story of Yusuf alayhi salam. When we come to the end of the story, after everything that his brothers had done to him, and after he meets them and he pardons them, he forgives them, and then his parents come and meet him, Yusuf alayhi salam says, وَقَدْ أَحْسَنَ بِي إِذْ أَخْرَجَنِي مِنَ السِّجْنِ وَجَاءَ بِكُمْ مِنَ الْبَدْوِ مِنْ بَعْدِ أَنْ نَزَغَ الشَّيْطَانُ بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَ إِخْوَتِي. He says to his father that, oh my father, this was the interpretation of my dream that I saw, which was mentioned in the beginning of the story. Then he says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has been kind to me by allowing me to come out of prison and by allowing all of you to come here, bringing you from the desert life and bringing you to me after shaitan had stirred up enmity and conflict between me and my brothers, between me and my brothers. Reflect over this. Did Yusuf alayhi salam do anything wrong? Was he in a conflict with his brothers, or was he the victim of oppression? He didn't blame his brothers, but rather he blamed shaitan. And he said it was shaitan who tried to separate us between me and my brothers, who tried to cause enmity between us. And so he says, Alhamdulillah, all praise belongs to Allah, who has brought us back together and united us after shaitan had tried to break us up. All praise belongs to Allah for having distanced shaitan from us and bringing us back together after this long period in which we were separated. Barakallahu li wa lakum fil Qur'an al-Azim wa nafa'ani wa iyyakum bima fihi min al-ayati wa dhikr al-hakim. Aqulu ma tasma'un wa astaghfirullaha li wa lakum wa lisa'ir al-muslimin min kulli dhanbin wa khati'ah fastaghfiruhu innahu kana ghaffara. وَتُوبُوا إِلَيْهِ إِنَّهُ كَانَ تَوَّابًا. الحمد لله على إحسانه والشكر له على توفيقه وامتنانه وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له تعظيما لشأنه وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله الداعي إلى رضوانه صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وإخوانه وخلانه ومن سار على نهجه واقتفى أثره إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، فاتقوا الله عباد الله حق التقوى وراقبوه في السر والنجوى. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون. My dear brothers and sisters, once we've learnt the source of the problem, and so the problem that we spoke about is the feuds and the fighting and the overall toxic environment that exists in our homes. And it seems as if there is no home that is saved from this in one way or the other. Once we've learned that the root problem and the source is shaitan, it's imperative for each and every single one of us to protect our homes from shaitan and his attempts at poisoning these relationships in our homes. And so there are certain practical steps that we can take that Allah and His Messenger have taught us, by which we can protect our homes from shaitan, not allowing him to even enter our homes. The first tip is that whenever we enter our homes, we should enter in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in a hadith in Sahih Muslim that if a person mentions the name of Allah when entering his home, shaitan, he turns to his buddies, his followers, and he says to them, "You have no place. You have no place to spend the night tonight." And if we say this before we eat, likewise, shaitan says, "You have no dinner tonight." Then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "However, if you enter your home without mentioning the name of Allah, and you start eating without mentioning the name of Allah, then shaitan," he says to his followers, he says to them, "Tonight you have a place to rest and you have food to eat." Number two, when we enter our homes, we enter by saying salam. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, فَإِذَا دَخَلْتُمْ بُيُوتًا فَسَلِّمُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِكُمْ تَحِيَّةً مِّنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ مُبَارَكَةً طَيِّبَةً. When you enter homes, when you enter any home, then say salam upon those who are in the homes. This is a tahiyyah. This is a greeting from Allah, which is blessed and which is good. And we have in the hadith of Anas radiallahu anhu, which is found in Sunan al-Tirmidhi, Anas ibn Malik, he says, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, one day he came to me and he said, "My son, when you enter your house, say salam. Start by saying assalamu alaykum. It will be a blessing for both you and your family." And so when we enter our homes, we're bringing barakat and blessings into our homes. Thus, we're keeping shaitan away. If I can ask the brothers to move forward to make room for the brothers who are waiting in the back. Number three, making our homes a place of ibadah and a place in which we pray in. Not only coming to the masjid to pray our salawat while neglecting praying in our homes. And so the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says in a hadith found in Bukhari and Muslim, the best salah of a person, afdalu salat al-mar salatuhu fi baytihi ba'da al-maktuba, that the best salah of a person is his salah at home, besides the obligatory salah, the five daily salawat. Yes, to pray in the masjid is better than to pray at home, but besides that, the rest of our salawat, praying our sunan, our nawafil, we should make it a point to pray them at home. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says in a hadith in Sahih Muslim, when one of you finishes his salah in the masjid, he should leave a share, a portion of his salah for home, for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses it. He blesses his home and brings about good in it because of his salah that he prays in it. Number four, the remembrance of Allah, the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. especially reciting the Quran, and especially reciting a particular surah of the Quran, and that is Surah Al-Baqarah. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, giving us a parable comparing two kinds of homes. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, مَثَلُ الْبَيْتِ الَّذِي يُذْكَرُ اللَّهُ فِيهِ وَالْبَيْتِ الَّذِي لَا يُذْكَرُ اللَّهُ فِيهِ كَمَثَلِ الْحَيِّ وَالْمَيِّتِ. The example of the home in which Allah is remembered in versus the home in which Allah is not remembered in is the example of the living and the dead. A house in which Allah is not remembered in is a dead house, a house for the devils and the shayateen. But a house in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is frequently remembered in is a living house, a house in which we find all kinds of blessings and we find the malaika, the angels in. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says about reciting the Quran in our homes, and specifically Surah Al-Baqarah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in this hadith in Sahih Muslim, do not make your homes into graveyards. لا تجعلوا بيوتكم مقابر. Do not make your homes into graveyards. And then he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that shaitan, he runs away from a house in which Surah Al-Baqarah is recited in it. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says specifically about certain ayat from Surah Al-Baqarah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in this hadith, in the Musnad of Imam Ahmad, he says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed Surah Al-Baqarah and revealed two verses in this surah. Allah concluded the surah with these two verses, and they are basically the last two verses of Surah Al-Baqarah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if these two verses are recited in any house for 3 nights, then shaitan does not come near it. Finally, the last point is removing things that prevent the angels from coming into our homes, thus allowing the enemies of the angels, the devils and the shayateen, from taking their place. And so the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam says in this hadith in Sahih Muslim that the angels, they do not enter any house in which there is a dog and in which there are images, pictures, referring to pictures of living creatures. And so the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one day Jibreel alayhi salam promised to meet him. He made an appointment with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam and said, I will come to you at such and such hour. And so the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was looking forward to that meeting. And so he waited, and he waited, and he waited, but Jibreel alayhi salam did not show up. And so the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he had a stick in his hand and he threw it. He got angry and he said that Allah and His messengers do not break their promise. He had every right to be angry. This is the best of messengers, the messenger from among the angels. He made a prophet, he made a promise to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he didn't show up. Then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he noticed something under his bed. When he went and he saw, he found a small puppy, a small dog under his bed. And so he asked Aisha radiallahu anha, since when was this here? She said, I don't know. And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam told her to get rid of it. As soon as the dog was removed from the house, Jibreel alayhi salam came. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam asked him, "Why didn't you show up? Why are you late?" And so Jibreel alayhi salam, he said to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, "It was that dog that prevented me from entering. We angels, we do not come into a house in which there is a dog or a picture." And so, my dear brothers and sisters, we need to be active in removing anything in which these things exist in our houses. Remove them from our houses if we want the angels to enter and we want the devils and the shayateen to be distanced. And so we can include in that anything that opposes the teachings of Islam, anything that we have in our houses which earns us the wrath of Allah, which makes Allah displeased with us. And so that includes books or magazines which oppose Islam and the teachings of Islam. That includes anything haram, such as musical instruments, musical videos, CDs, and so on and so forth. The list can go on and on. The point is to purify our houses, to make them places in which the angels will descend, and not places which will be dwellings and homes for the devils and the shayateen. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bring peace to our homes and to distance shaitan and his followers from our homes. هذا وصلوا وسلموا رحمكم الله على نبيكم محمد بن عبد الله كما أمركم بذلك ربكم جل في علاه فقال تعالى قولا كريما إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وارض اللهم عن خلفائه الأربعة أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي وعن سائر الصحابة أجمعين وعنا معهم برحمتك وكرمك يا أكرم الأكرمين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين وأذل الشرك والمشركين ودمر أعداء الدين اللهم اغفر للمسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات اللهم احصن بيوتنا من الشيطان اللهم احصن بيوتنا من الشيطان اللهم احصن بيوتنا من الشيطان ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون فاذكروا الله العظيم يذكركم واشكروه على نعمه يزدكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون